Holose Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holose Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 16. oktobra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holose Rusiniv Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station. Also, on our media page, you can listen to our archives, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, October 16th, 2022. We're going to start off today's program by playing three songs from the group Chavargoshe and Ludova Hudba Chardash. We have Ana Nashim Dvori, Ishlo Dilchatko, and Stoyala Ya.
Ana Nashim Dvori, Stara Hrushka Stoyit, Povidze mi Bože, čo mňa srdce bolí. Povidze mi Bože, čo mňa srdce bolí. Bolí ti ťa bude z večera i z rána, miluj ti vo zostala je sama, miluj ti vo svíti, zostala je sama. Neplač, lhaničko, ne v plaku joči, miluj ťa zochabil, nech ti ti pomoči. Miluj ťa zochabil, nech ti ti pomoči.
Spodím sa to horí lúčkami, malo pár kusov s bombulečkami. Oj, malo, malo, taj zastalo, ovečka s bličkou na polo hnalo. Nepovíš, pastor, že ja zaspala, že ja ho večka s mličkom vhnala. Nepovíš, pastor, ani ňaňkovi, že ja vhnala s mličkom korov. Nepovíš, pastor, že podojila, vyšla ma čečka, taj vlhé duma. A ja ma čečku, stovku valičku, na iné chodí kožok taričku. A ja ma čečku, stovku valičku, na iné chodí kožok taričku. Žalú ti pomôže tvoja ľuba mati, i ona ľubila
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rosen Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, they've kind of fallen off over the last few months, and we do need your support to stay here on Rosen FM. If you'd like to get a donation in, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute online by going to our parent page, c-rs.org. In the menu banner, hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 132nd anniversary of the birth of Bishop Alexander Stoika, Bishop of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo. Bishop Alexander was born on October 16, 1890, in the village of Karachin, then part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy in Ugocha County, today part of the Transcarpathian Oblast in Ukraine, on the border with Hungary, about halfway between the cities of Berehove and Vinohradiu. Bishop Alexander graduated from the gymnasium and seminary in Uzhhorod. In 1916, he was ordained a Greek Catholic priest and worked in the diocesan office as an archivist and secretary to Bishop Antel Pop, under whose influence he became a supporter of the theory and practice of great Hungarian political patriotism, or the Hungarian political nation, in Hungary. After the expulsion of Bishop Pop to Hungary in 1924 because of anti-Czechoslovak activities, Father Stoika worked as the secretary to Bishop Petro Gebe and became the chapter vicar of the Mukachevo Diocese. After the death of Bishop Gebe, he was elected bishop in 1932 and was consecrated on July 12th by Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdic. Bishop Alexander developed Bishop Gebe's program of consolidating the Greek Catholic Church, resisting the spread of Orthodoxy in Podkarpatska Rus, strengthening the national consciousness of the Rusyns, and fighting against the nationalist agitation of Ukrainian and Russian emigrants in the region. In a pastoral letter of May 1935, he strongly opposed the Slovakization of the Rusyns from the Greek Catholic Church. He wrote, "Not long ago, the newspapers were filled with stories that Slovakization was spreading in Podkarpatska Rus, especially in the Prešov region, Praishevska Rus. Soon after the change in government, certain Greek Catholics, anxious to prove the superiority of their loyalty to the Czech government, began calling themselves Slovak Greek Catholics. After the manifestation of these tendencies, actions were begun to establish a separate Slovak Greek Catholic hierarchy and a separate Greek Catholic eparchy. For his defense of the Rusyn nationality and the Greek Rite, Bishop Alexander Stoica was attacked by the Czech and Slovak press. These attacks were, in turn, printed here in the United States by various Czech and Slovak newspapers." Also in his pastoral letter, Bishop Alexander stated, among other things, "All of the Greek Rite Catholics in the region are Rusyns. They, therefore, have the obligation to sing in Rusyn and in Church Slavonic in their churches and not in Slovak. He urged them to learn the Cyrillic alphabet so they might be able to read the church texts which are written in that script. He appealed to them to speak to their children in Rusyn so they might learn and preserve the language." After the Munich Agreement, he supported the idea of the return of Podkarpatska Rus to the rule of Hungary, which took place when they annexed it after the Vienna arbitration in November of 1938. In 1939, he was appointed a member of the upper chamber of the Hungarian Parliament. Together with other Subcarpathian deputies, he tried to enforce the law on the autonomy of the so-called Carpathian territory. He was disappointed, though, by the regent Miklós Horthy and the Hungarian government's lack of interest in this problem. Bishop Alexander was a patron of Subcarpathian painters, a bibliophile, and collected the largest collection of paintings, books, and manuscripts in the region. After the liquidation of the Greek Catholic Church by the communist regime, the collection was confiscated. Books of a secular nature went to the university library, part of the incunabula, which are books printed before the year 1501, went to Moscow libraries, theological works and foreign language books went to the museums, while part of his paintings went to the newly established regional gallery, and some just mysteriously disappeared. Bishop Alexander Stoica died suddenly at the age of 53 on May 31st, 1943, in Ushorod. In 2003, in his birth village of Karachin, a Greek Catholic school for secondary education was opened and named in his honor. May Bishop Alexander Stoica's memory be eternal. Vichnaya yemu pamyat vladeko. Thank you.
говорить, когда ты мусишь чувати. До весіля барс далеко, задовго між дати. Я тя буду чувати, кедь мі стиснеш ручку, як на палець мі заможеш золоту обручку. Я тя буду чувати, кедь мі стиснеш ручку, як на палець мі заможеш золоту обручку. Дам обручку, як даш ручку, або іще даш то, бо тя люблю, як шалений, от сам не знам за що. Як бар схочеш ти квіточка із мого віночка, бо брусняня і брус маму дай возьмеш ня саму. Як бар схочеш ти квіточка із мого віночка, бо брусняня і брус маму дай возьмеш ня саму.
And aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428. 4428. The 40th annual Carpatha Russin celebration will take place in 2 weeks on Sunday, October 30th at St. John the Baptist Church and Social Hall in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, beginning at 9 a.m. with the Divine Liturgy and from noon until 6 with their Carpatha Russin Festival. St. John's is located at 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. There will be ethnic foods such as holubka, pirohi, halushka, kolbasa and sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, pagach, baked goods, and much more. This annual event will include musical entertainment by Urusinske Betyare, and there will be a speaker or a video presentation on Russian culture and customs. A display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, documents, and assistance with genealogical questions will be available. There will be pisanka, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, folk art demonstrations, church tours, children's activities, crafts, parish cookbooks, raffles, videos, and much more. St. John's is handicapped accessible and admission is free. So that is the 40th annual Carpatha Russin celebration taking place Sunday, October 30th at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church and Social Hall beginning at 9 a.m. with Divine Liturgy. Then the festival begins at noon. For more information, please call area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. Or you can go to St. John's webpage. Just go to Google and search this. St. John Byzantine Uniontown. St. John Byzantine Uniontown.
Teraz jem ša rozkakava, teraz že mi hrajte, čorna čižma potorhavam, červena mi dajte, čorna čižma potorhavam, červena mi dajte. До роботи червена до танцу, хоч же со мном танцювати, рум'яної Іванцу, хоч же со мном танцювати, рум'яної Іванцу. Мамка моя стара не хоче ня ховати. Мамка моя стара не хоче ня ховати. Шейгой не старайте боша, шейгой не старайте боша. Не старайте боша і душа отати. Моя люба буде те плакати, мамко, моя люба буде те плакати, шейгойки дня не будете, шейгойки дня не будете, ти дня не будете уж на очок мати, шейгойки дня не будете, шейгойки дня не будете, ти дня не будете уж на очок. Горко заплачете, аж то в дому. мамочко, горко заплачете. Шей гойте дви свою дівку, шей гойте дви свою дівку, дви свою дівку дома не найдете. Шей гойте дви свою дівку, шей гойте дви свою дівку, дви свою дівку дома не найдете.
And if you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, to remember that on Sunday, the 6th of November, the University of Pittsburgh will present its annual Slovak Festival. It takes place at the Cathedral of Learning in the Commons Room, and Rusinske Betiare will represent the Rusins, a national minority of Slovakia. Once I have the time that we are performing, I will let you know. Usually, I think it begins at 12 noon and runs until 5 p.m. So that is Sunday, November 6th, University of Pittsburgh at the Cathedral of Learning. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM for another broadcast. Don't forget to listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night. They are your 24/7 Rusin radio station. Either log on at rusin.fm or download the app on your Apple or your smartphone. Rusin FM. If you'd like to listen to any of the archives of this radio broadcast, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tuzden. S Bohom.
Šumno zmehlo tiska, jedna zdaka iskra. Gledame divočka, prešumno hviločka. Gledame divočka, prešumno hviločka.
zajdeme si do lesička, umije si obelička, obelička rumene, a to ruže červene. Obelička rumene, a to ruže červene.
Rusiňu Amerika.